Native American students have a significantly different historical context and background than that of other underrepresented students in the United States. When we look at the history of Native Americans in the United States, a lot of the concerns in terms of education and even health disparities that exist now are due to historical trauma and a continuous burdening of issues and concerns over education and the lack of support and education for students on their reservations or in rural and underserved areas. So, for example, I've worked with students that have come from elementary, junior, and high schools where they were never taught science, where they lack math instructors. And so when we look at the health sciences, it's important to have pathway programs that help stimulate and ignite interest in students who don't come from an education system that should be offering them what other students receive, right? And so part of a pathway program would offer an enrichment and academic program for students in the summer or in addition to their academic year. And so when we introduce those sciences, even at a really young age, we help ignite that interest and hopefully propel them into the interest of becoming healthcare providers.
Naive question, why are they not offered the math and science courses that other students are in other districts are getting?
So there's a few reasons. One, lack of funding can be an issue. Also, it's hard to keep teachers in some of those rural and underserved areas. And so to provide health and science type curriculum in those areas can be difficult. You might get an agriculture teacher, but you may not be able to find a biology teacher. Now, some reservation in rural and underserved areas are able to find that, others are not. For those that do, it's typically one science teacher that may cover two or three subjects, but it may be something that a student is only receiving for 1 or 2 years, and it's not something that's a continuous curriculum throughout their time in K through 12 systems. And so I don't always like to use the word watered down, but it tends to be a watered down system. They're not offered the same educational pathways as other students. And I don't mean to speak about that generally. However, we often see that in rural and underserved areas and poverty-stricken areas among our Native populations.
So then what's the best way to catch those students up then?
So part of my work here is to help ignite that kind of piece. So visiting schools at a really young age and introducing them to the health sciences, whether that's through scientific exploration and educators that come in and help their instructors teach students, even in diverse ways of how to bring and bridge math and science together in fun ways for youth. Another is to provide enrichment camps, such as our Nahoshni camp, where we bring students in that are in junior high or high school to explore the health sciences and also get them inside simulation labs, help them explore research, have them see their potential. And without that piece where it sparks their curiosity, it gets really difficult to show them anything else.